5. Space and Time. Like space, time is a bestowal of paradise, but not in the same sense, only indirectly. Time comes by virtue of motion, and because mind is inherently aware of sequentiality. From a practical viewpoint, motion is essential to time, but there is no universal time unit based on motion, except insofar as the Paradise Havona standard day is arbitrarily so recognized. The totality of space respiration destroys its local value as a time source. Space is not infinite, even though it takes origin from paradise, not absolute, for it is pervaded by the unqualified absolute. We do not know the absolute limits of space, but we do know that the absolute of time is eternity. Time and space are inseparable only in the time-space creations, the seven superuniverses. Non-temporal space, space without time, theoretically exists, but the only truly non-temporal place is paradise area. Non-spatial time, time without space, exists in mind of the paradise level of function. The relatively motionless mid-space zones impinging on paradise and separating pervaded from unpervaded space are the transition zones from time to eternity, hence the necessity of paradise pilgrims becoming unconscious during this transit when it is to culminate in paradise citizenship. Time-conscious visitors can go to paradise without thus sleeping, but they remain creatures of time. Relationships to time do not exist without motion in space, but consciousness of time does. Sequentiality can consciousize time even in the absence of motion. Man's mind is less time-bound than space-bound because of the inherent nature of mind. Even during the days of the earth life in the flesh, though man's mind is rigidly space-bound, the creative human imagination is comparatively time-free. But time itself is not genetically a quality of mind. There are three different levels of time cognizance. 1. Mind-perceived time, consciousness of sequence, motion, and a sense of duration. 2. Spirit-perceived time, insight into motion Godward and the awareness of the motion of ascent to levels of increasing divinity. 3. Personality creates a unique time sense out of insight into reality, plus a consciousness of presence and an awareness of duration. Unspiritual animals know only the past and live in the present. Spirit-indwelt man has powers of prevision, insight. He may visualize the future. Only forward-looking and progressive attitudes are personally real. Static ethics and traditional morality are just slightly superanimal. Nor is Stoicism a high order of self-realization. Ethics and morals become truly human when they are dynamic and progressive, alive with universe reality. The human personality is not merely a concomitant of time and space events. The human personality can also act as the cosmic cause of such events.